Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off this week's daily editorials with an update from Rockmaster Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol RKR and on the OTCQB under the symbol RKMSF. I am chatting with the president and CEO, John Mirko. Now, John, let's follow up on a recent news release that came out March 29th. It's drill results at this Revel Ridge main zone. The headline numbers, a little over 26 meters of 4.5 grams per ton gold equivalent. Also includes a high grade section of a little over 3 meters of 10 grams per ton gold equivalent. John, just take us through, please, the strategy at Revel Ridge and these drill results, how they're playing into the bigger picture of this zone and the potential deposit here.
Yeah, sure. So currently we're underground drilling in what's known as the main zone. It does cross the Yellow Jacket zone in places and a hanging wall and a footwall zone. The highlights that were mentioned in the news release, you know, they came out as pretty standard, 10 grams, 3 meters, 7 grams over a meter and a half, 3.8 grams over 2.0 meters, 8.95 over 2.9, 7.7 over 2.6, and numbers like that in gold equivalent is fairly historical across those thicknesses. What was interesting was in a couple of areas we got quite a bit thicker medium-grade zones, like as you saw surrounding that 10-gram assay was some more volume. There was 4.5 grams gold equivalent over 26-meter. That's a drill interval. 3 over 10.8, 2 over 12.7 meters. So that's an interesting thing we're going to follow up on to figure out why things got thicker and still carried grade in those areas. A lot of that has to do with the surrounding geological envelope that this deformation zone, reverse thrust fault deformation zone, passes through. Different rock types and different host rocks create different thicknesses and grades or certainly contribute to that. So all of that work is ongoing. That underground panel that we've been drilling is approximately 1.2 kilometers long, and we've taken it down to about 1.2 kilometers deep below the surface so far. So we're reaching out from the level that we're on drilling from at least 500 meters down the dip plane now on that zone. Then, of course, the strategy is to go out under the surface here shortly.
So, John, when it comes to this Revel Ridge main zone, then, what are you seeing in terms of strike, vertical, and also depth component here?
Well, just in the area that we've been working on, we have widened out the pierce point distances from about 60 meters to 80 to 130. The zone is very easy to trace. It's fairly solid and continuous. So we're able to use a step out for inferred tonnage of over 100 meters. This is a very unique thing. As you know, the original 2 million global resources that were mentioned in our previous reports were about half inferred and the other half measured and indicated. And that total amount of drilling for that resource was 41,000 meters. Compared to most gold deposits, which were on the order of a half a million or more for that same amount of ounces. So this is a great opportunity for us, especially when we're able to just reach down dip. So in total, we've added approximately 300 meters down dip from the last resource envelope along that 1.2 kilometer zone there.
So, John, when do you think you might be publishing an updated resource? I understand there's still a lot of drilling to do, but what's going to be the strategy here of balancing out drilling with updating that resource?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Good question. Lots more drilling, and of course, it's a moving, you know, everything changes every time you drill a drill hole. We plan on doing about 3 months worth of surface drilling minimum here, starting at the end of the month when we receive the permits for those 59 surface pads. Those 59 pads are not meant to be all drilled this summer, but we're going to hit it as hard as we can with a separate surface rig, and we can drill multiple holes off of each pad, of course. So likely by the end of the year, we'll be redoing our resource calculations at that time. And bear in mind, all of these thicker zones that we've been hitting in certain areas, we're going to have some recalculation there as to mining width and that kind of thing. So it'll be very interesting to see what happens there as an update on the resource.
So, Jonathan, with one drill currently going underground, what's the total meterage that you guys are planning for, let's say, the rest of this year for drilling?
The rest of this year on the surface will be 8,000 meters, approximately. If we start getting good visual results, we'll likely go for another drill.
Okay. When it comes to cash in the bank, where does the company stand to keep moving this drill program forward and the updated resource?
Yeah, right now, $8 million in the bank.
Okay. So, John, this is a relatively, I guess, a bit more de-risked project because there is a PEA that came out at the tail end of last year, but you're still seeing a lot of growth opportunities. Is the strategy then really just in summary to continue to expand on these zones, try to show size more than anything and potentially even make some other discoveries?
Absolutely. There's a lot to do. We're going to be walking out along this thing to the north of the resource, approximately 5 kilometers minimum, and to the south another 2 kilometers. So there's a lot of room both in the current zone and parallel zones to add a lot of tonnage. So that's what we want to do, is sort of see how big this thing is. We're not just grinding away trying to add resources in any particular category. We're just trying to see how big these zones are. That's the next plan, the next stage.
So what's the step-out process going to be to test that extra 5 kilometers then?
Well, right away we're starting from our last known drill holes in the resource, and we'll be doing sort of 200 and 300 meter step-outs on that.
When do you envision these permits to be granted? I just want to get general time frame right here because, well, it sounds like you guys want to go after this, but permitting first.
End of the month.
So then, overall, John, news flow-wise, coming out of the company, what can investors expect? Just summarize that for us, please.
Yeah, absolutely. So analytical-wise, we have assays pending right now for the remaining drill holes underground. We will be drilling about 4 more holes underground in the intervening time period between now and when we start on the surface. And those assays will be coming in. When they get in, we anticipate them to be faster than we have had in the past. And of course, in the summer, there's likely to be more of a roadblock or a traffic jam there going forward for everybody.
Oh, I think everybody knows quite well just how backed up those labs can get. So hopefully we don't have to deal with that again this year. But with all the drilling that I'm hearing that's going to be planned, it's a very good possibility, unfortunately. But hopefully the labs are more on top of it. John, I will be posting a link to that news release so everyone can go through it, look at all the drill results that were released. And if anyone has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I'll follow up with John, and well, we'll keep on following up as Rockmaster moves in, well, to the a bit more aggressive drill program, all these step-outs, and hopefully you guys get that permit by the end of this month. John, thanks for your time. We'll chat again soon.
You too. Take care. Bye for now.